This is Monocle On Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly programme where we talk about everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Maile Evans. Collect is a leading international fair for contemporary craft and design. Presented by the Craft Council, it focuses on work created in the last 5 years across mediums including ceramic, lacquer, metalwork, textiles, fibre and wood. I travelled to Somerset House in London for the most recent edition of Collect, which wrapped over the weekend. There I met some of the artists whose work is on show, but first caught up with Executive Director of the Craft Council.
Feels special because it is the 20th anniversary. I think because we're a charity, we're in quite a unique position in terms of running an art fair. The fact that we've made it to 20 years, I think we deserve a bit of a pat on the back for. I'm Natalie Melton, I'm the Executive Director for Crafts Council. When Collect started, it was the sort of beginning of the kind of explosion in fairs across the globe. Frieze started at a very similar time. In 2023, there was more than 350 fairs across the globe. So the competition is very intense. And so I think it's become increasingly important for us as a fair to really hone what our unique identity is. And the beauty of what we do is we're showing contemporary craft. It's work that's predominantly by living artists. That threshold of wanting work that's been made in the last 5 years keeps it really fresh. And in actual fact, a lot of the work that's shown at Collect is being seen for the first time. Artists are making work specifically for the fair. This is the fourth year that we've been in Somerset House, and each year it feels like the exhibitors are really growing into the spaces. It's such a unique venue, and it's very different to the kind of conventional booth fair format because galleries take rooms, they have fireplaces and windowsills and natural light to play with, and the architectural proportions of Somerset House are incredible. So I think it lends itself to these vignettes of craft, and each year I think the galleries really lean into that and deliver something amazing.
This is the first time Canada is exhibiting at Collect. There's 18 artists from Atlantic region, and that is Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI, Newfoundland and Labrador. My name is Nancy Oakley. I am one of the artists here exhibiting with Craft Alliance Atlantic, Studio S8 at Collect. I do pottery. I do a mix of pottery and black ash basketry, which is a traditional art form. I learned with my aunt and uncle at a young age. My grandmother was a basket maker and my aunt. I went to school for photography. Fell onto pottery, but once I started realizing how versatile the clay was, I became more and more interested. So I've been doing clay for 27 years now, 28 years now. On Mi'kmaq and Wampanoag. There are three Indigenous artists here as well, included in the 18 artists that are coming from Atlantic Canada. I was here last year with Craft Alliance and they took us on an educational mission to collect to see, you know, if this is something that we want to do. And they put an open call to see if anyone was interested. I applied right away. Luckily, I was one of the ones that got selected.
What has it been like for you to have this showcase here, to sort of be amongst this international cohort of galleries?
It's a level up. It's hard to explain because it's not something that you would have maybe thought of before, like I would be at this level, especially as an Indigenous artist. To go from a small province in Canada to London, England is pretty impressive for all of us. I'm here and just can be surrounded. You don't have to buy it, right? But you can be surrounded by it and go back feeling good. And then when people buy something of mine, they're taking a little piece of me with them.
With the evolution and the kind of real internationalization of the fair, there's a kind of looser quality to a lot of the work this year, I think. What we've seen in the last couple of years, and this year is no exception, is the use of colour There was a long period where craft was very natural and neutral and tonal. And actually last year and this year, there's been this sort of explosion and riot of colour, a lot of surface pattern and texture and ornamentation. So there's a playfulness to a lot of the work that seems to be getting stronger year on year. What I think is really special about the fair is that the booth talks, the artists are here to talk about their work. They're incredibly well intended, they're really insightful. It's very welcoming fair in as much as you can come and there are no stupid questions. People can really get under the skin of how things are made and what the motivation is for people making them.
Clay is my first love, and I think is the material that I always go back to. Where the other materials working with wood is wonderful, and I suppose the benefits of those, you can stop and start when you want. But when you're working on a clay piece, there's no stopping, you want to carry on until you complete it. I'm Hallie McSell, and I'm an artist. My work is all about carving, and my first love was clay, and over the years, that has developed into other materials like wood and concrete and stone and even casting, which were the initial pieces carved and then casted in various materials like bronze or glass. I'm super, super excited about winning the Brookfield Prize with Joanna Bird through the Craft Council and having a piece go into their collection. I'm looking forward to having an exhibition with Brookfields, which is created by Craft Council. It's an amazing accolade for myself and the stage of the career I am to be winning, so I'm really pleased. The new black piece is a German clay, which I like using, which is quite versatile and clay that I'm quite confident with, because certain clays you can work with, you can like the end product, but are quite difficult to work with. I don't have much plastic. For me, this clay is beautiful to work with. It burnishes beautifully, it carves beautifully. You can hand build beautifully with it. The design I've done is a symmetry of three, and it's been heavily carved into. Winning this prize is really going to enable my work to be seen by an even wider audience. As an artist, that's what you want, is more people to enjoy your work. It's not always just about selling, it's about getting that audience to view it. For me, art should be for everyone, whether they are collectors, whether they are people interested in art, whether they're people who want to be educated in art. Art should be accessible to all.
This is a brilliant example of how makers can nourish us and stimulate our senses and intrigue us, but it's also about the ways in which they're exploring challenging and difficult issues. If you think about the ways in which craft as a form of protest can be a really powerful form of communication and how that can bring people together, I think right now that feels like a really important thing to do, because the kind of sense of community building that craft can bring is really powerful. For us, education is always super important, and as we head into an election later this year, making sure that the importance of craft and making every stage of our lives is part of what we're really advocating for and arguing for. This year, it's about really shouting about how brilliant craft is and how important makers are to a kind of civil and connected society.
Executive Director of the Craft Council, Natalie Melton there. You also heard the voices of the artists Nancy Oakley and Halima Cassell. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our 30-minute programme, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Or if you prefer print, then you can pick up a copy of Monocle magazine. You can find it on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you very much for listening.